I'm Linda Holmes.
And I'm Stephen Thompson. There's more stuff to watch and read these days than any one person can get to. That's why we make Pop Culture Happy Hour.
Twice a week, we sort through the nonsense, share reactions, and give you the lowdown on what's worth your precious time and what's not. Find Pop Culture Happy Hour on the NPR One app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. I wore a sweater to work today, which means it's the end of the summer and it's time for some new music to ease into the fall. And to do that, I have some help this week from two Alt Latino contributors. First of all, welcome back Catalina Maria Johnson. She is the host of her own podcast, Beat Latino Chicago, and she is an intrepid world traveler. Catalina, welcome.
Hey, Felix. Greetings from Chicago. Yep, it's cooling off here, too, but we're going to warm it up with some music, right?
That's awesome. Correct. And we also want to introduce Marisa Arbona Ruiz. She is a freelance music writer from here in D.C. So in addition to her stellar work for Alt Latino, she also contributes to NBC Latino, among other websites. Marisa, welcome to Alt Latino.
Hola. Thank you for having me.
We each brought our own songs, and as I expected, it's a wide variety of stuff. And I'm going to start it off with a little bit of jazz. This is the Gabriel Alegría Afro-Peruvian Sextet. They have a new album out called Diablo in Brooklyn. And this band is doing amazing things with Afro-Peruvian music. Now, if you think about Afro-Peruvian Lando and all these other things that are going on there, then just add some jazz composition and improvisation. This band is a gem that needs more recognition. The album is called Diablo in Brooklyn. This is called El Norte. El Norte from the Gabriel Alegría Afro-Peruvian Sextet, doing, like I said, very interesting stuff with traditional Afro-Peruvian music and just a lot of respect for that band. We're going to do like Lucha Libre and tag each other so we can go into the ring next, and Marisa just gave me an eyebrow raise. Okay.
And yeah, you didn't warn me. I would have brought my mask.
I'm going to tag Catalina. You're next.
My pick is two young women from the northern coast of the Rio Plata, Argentina. And they were a YouTube sensation. And this is their name. Mexicans might look askance, but this is really their name. Perota Chingó. which I know probably means something very different in Argentina. Pero Ta Chingó, they started off literally as hitchhikers with a guitar and playing music and taping themselves. And now in their second album, Aguas, they're really fleshing out that sound, the sound that like captured everybody, these harmonies, these exquisite harmonies. And this song in particular, the whole album is really beautiful, beautiful, lyrical, but this song, Tres, just really caught my ear.
Tres. De a poco somos mil. Abierto.
¿Dónde dejé abierto?
From the group Pero Ta Chingó from Argentina, that was Tres. Nice find, Catalina.
Right? I mean, it just moves you into this reverie, this lovely trance.
You know, I thought it was interesting, too, the way they harmonized in some of their parts. They went in places you wouldn't expect.
Right. that little acoustic surprise, that's what I love.
Definitely a track to cool down the summer with. Tres, thanks for bringing that in. Okay, now let's Lucha Libre hand slap to Marisa. Your turn. What'd you bring?
I brought a song called Integridad, which means integrity, by Cuban jazz hip-hop artist Danai Suarez. So when I first saw her, she was one of the guest artists in a show with the National Symphony Orchestra, and it was at the Kennedy Center, beautiful setting, and she stole the show. She was mesmerizing. She has this voice that's rich and soulful, and her presence and her style, her delivery, just grabs you. So she's a huge Bob Marley fan, and with the help of her manager, she pitched a collaboration to his son, Stephen Marley, and as the story goes, he invited her to his house. I think he was, you know, a little leery and reluctant to do anything with her because he didn't really know her. And he said, well, I don't know you well enough. So she insisted that he listen to some of her songs. She played some tracks for him. And before she knew it, he was showing her some of the stuff that he was working on, this instrumental. And they practiced this song for 3 hours, recorded it in 2 days. And there it is.
The album's called Palabras Manuales. It came out in March, but there's a new video coming out on this, so you can check the Alt Latino website for Integridad by Danai Suarez. Long before hip-hop became the lingua franca of the world's youth, reggae was the language that spread out all over the world, and people absorbed it and integrated it into their music. And it's really nice to hear Danai Suarez when she does reggae, because her voice is so supple that she does hip-hop. She can sound like a jazz musician, and she just sings perfectly over that staccato cadence of reggae. Nice find.
Yeah, and her delivery is also, her lyrics are poetically strong and illustrative, and she just delivers them with power.
Before we get to our next track, I do want to take a minute here just to step aside for 1 second to talk to Catalina. If we go to the Beat Latino website, what are we going to hear? What have you been featuring on your show lately?
Well, it's interesting. If you go to the Beat Latino website, you'll see every week's show comes up after it's aired, because it does air here in Chicago on Vocalo, and then I put the podcast up. And usually there's kind of a theme, a cultural theme, or some kind of unifying theme. Sometimes it's just new music. But recently, one thing that I started thinking of, kind of in response to the whole white supremacy point of view, was the beauty of the color brown and the beauty of darker skin. And so there's a whole set of songs about that and how it's been sung through the centuries and ages, and kind of uplifting that idea. So you'll find things like that on beatlatino.com, BEATlatino.com.
Okay, continuing our end of summer playlist with Alt Latino contributors Catalina Maria Johnson and Marisa Arbona Ruiz. I'm going to continue with some jazz. I'm in a jazz mood this week, in case you haven't figured it out by now. This is an album by a Cuban pianist by the name of David Vireyes. He has recorded a number of albums here in the United States, and he's done things in a way that you wouldn't expect from Cuban pianists, because he is obviously very schooled in the tradition of Cuban piano. But what he does on his albums is he deconstructs it, okay? And if you're looking for clave-based, you know, dance music or Latin jazz, you're not going to find it, because he's taken that clave, he's taken that Cuban rhythm and sort of laid it all out on the table, and then taken little bits and pieces and put it back together in ways that I find fascinating. He's got a new album coming out in September called Gnosis. He records for a label called ECM, and they are known for their almost quiet, very introspective music, and it's appropriate for him because his music is very introspective and the way it goes within himself and within Cuba. And I got to warn you, it's not stuff you're going to hear every day, and it might be a little challenging, but that's what we do here on Alt Latino. This is Tierra, from David Vireyes, from the album Gnosis, which also features Roman Diaz on vocals and the Nosotros Ensemble.
Yeah, it is challenging listening. but he deconstructs so much.
And what makes it sound abstract is that underlying, dun, 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 there's dissonance there, right? And that makes it sound unusual and adds, you know, what makes it sound like it's going to be a challenge. But when you listen to the rhythm he's playing, he's copying the percussion underneath, which is the bell, which is a conga, and there's also a marimbula, like this big giant thumb piano that you play on the bass. So they're all playing that traditional music. He's playing the tradition, but with notes that make it sound off kilter. And then on top of that, he's doing this very, very modern jazz piano stylings that sometimes throws in dissonance. So right. that's what makes it sound challenging. But underneath it, when you listen, it's still very Cuban, very African.
Yeah, that was really cool. A little abstract, but
we cover it all here on Alt Latino.
Yeah, but very, very fascinating to me.
Okay, before we get to the next track, Marisa is up next with a track. But I want to ask you, one of the things that our listeners probably don't know, and I do because we've performed together, is that you're a vocalist. You're an accomplished singer-songwriter, and you started to dip your foot into jazz just a little bit, but mostly you do choral singing. So I'm interested to know that when you do writing for Latino, you do vocalists. You know, what do you hear first? Do you hear the voice, or do you hear the song, or do you hear what's behind it? As a singer, what is it, the first thing that strikes you when you listen?
When I hear vocals, I listen to the harmonies, I listen to the melodies, the delivery, the vocal inflections. I hear the vocal quality.
So I do want to remind listeners that a few years ago for our Christmas special, we had a vocal group by the name of Coral Cantigas here in the studio to do Christmas music from the Americas and from Spain. And Marisa was part of that vocal group. She also helped produce that show. So go back to Christmas of 2014 and listen to the show. That is Coral Cantigas. And if you listen closely, you can hear Marisa's voice.
Among the other 30? Well, and I have to say with choral singing, it's very important that no one sings over the other person. That's part of the artistry. Except for the soloist.
So, and wonderful show, one of my favorite Christmas shows we've ever done. And you brought in for your last track a vocal.
I brought a track off of Carlos Santana's new album called Power of Peace. Well, actually, the album is a collaboration with the Isley Brothers. And he created what he's calling a love offering to the world, which is the album Power of Peace Plus. A really stunning documentary he executive produced about civil rights icon Dolores Huerta, who for us, she's a very beloved figure in our history. But for most Americans, they don't even know her. And you can learn about that film in my story for NBC News, which should be posting very soon. Now, the album is loaded with classic songs, and they're all meant to lift and inspire and all about love, peace, and a more spiritual love. And this track is the only one that's original. It's called I Remember, and it's actually written by his drummer, and who happens to be his wife, Cindy Blackman Santana. And when she wrote this song, at the time she wrote it, it was a heartbreak song. You know, she was experiencing in her life. But then after she met Carlos, this song took on a whole new meaning. It took on more of a beautiful love song. And she presented it to Carlos for a possibility of being on the record. And, of course, for Aunt Ronnie Isley to sing because he has such a gorgeous, gorgeous voice. And Ronnie said, no, we need a female lead on this. And Carlos said, well, it's going to be Cindy. So just like that, Cindy has just now started her own singing career in addition to being a fantastic drummer.
This is I Remember from the album Power of Peace by Santana and the Isley Brothers.
takes me right back to that morning dew. Used to love me.
With the Isley brothers, Ronnie Isley, and Carlos's wife, Cindy Blackman Santana, on the track I Remember, and another alt-Latino plug. Just 3 weeks ago, we had the two Isley brothers and Carlos and Cindy on the show talking about this album. We're going to end the show with something from Catalina. What'd you bring in?
It's four women, La Dama, and they come from different countries, Brazil, Colombia, Venezuela, and the United States. And from their upcoming album. And what's really special about La Dama is that they started off as part of an ensemble that was put together by the One Beat program, which is a U.S. Department of State program that brings musicians from different countries into a one-month residency in the United States, and they create new music, and then they perform it around the United States and around the world. It's cultural diplomacy. And just in these times, I think that it's so special to be able to do cultural diplomacy through the music, and we need it so much.
I think that's from the studio Dancing. It's the perfect way to end the show. I want to remind everybody that you can hear every song that we play today on our website at npr.org/altlatino. Don't forget to reach out, Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. Thank you so much to Catalina Maria Johnson in Chicago and Marisa Arbona Ruiz here in D.C. Thank you so much. We got to do this again because this was a lot of fun.
This was, yeah. Anytime.
I loved it. Thank you so much.
This has been Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.